I'm having a technical malfunction, everybody. Don't anybody move. It's just been one of those days. I woke up to the Cochran Show mad at us about something that we accidentally did.
Accusing us of being thieves,
yeah.
I believe.
And then it's all crazy. It's just all crazy. It's all crazy today. I have a Hawks hangover.
It could be that.
There might be other chemicals in that hangover too. But the Hawks are a big piece of this.
Like a cocktail hangover.
Yeah.
Combo.
Yeah.
Plus, the world's a little off today because of the loss.
Yes. Everything is a little.
That's
off.
That's a fact from the news department. It's everything's off.
And the weather turned too. Don't forget that.
Because the Hawks lost.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yesterday we woke up to sunshine and warmth and a game seven. Approaching a night today.
I think what you're trying to say is we woke up to hope.
The future was ahead of us.
Yeah.
And now look at what happened.
Yeah.
And we know it's the Blues' fault.
We got the Blues.
The band is
the Blues.
I mean, the band.
Yeah.
The team's called the Blues. I mean, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah.
I don't know. Exactly. Whatever. Hey.
I have another B word they should be called, but whatever.
Oh, Judy, save it for the live show tomorrow.
By
the way, we're going to be, speaking of that, if you want to see this made. right in front of you. Tomorrow in Northbrook at the Pinstripes in Northbrook, which is on Willow Road. WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour presented by Allstate. That's the stop we're making tomorrow. There's going to be complimentary bocce and bowling, plus half-price appetizers, pizzas, and flatbreads. Give away a pair of tickets to someone there to get you inside the Auditorium Theater for the 2016 NFL Draft. You know, not like where you're sitting outside waiting for something to happen.
Mm-hmm. You get to be front row.
Inside.
In the seats.
Yep. Like you have to wear a suit with like 100 buttons on the front of it, and then a cap.
You're right. You got to look sharp to be in that crowd.
Wear a Bears cap and then turn it a little to the side. Everybody will think you're a draft choice. Even if you are a 40-year-old woman, it won't matter.
When's she gonna go?
Yeah, I think we're waiting on her. I think she's a place kicker.
Could happen one day.
WGN Radio Hometown Voice of Tour presented by Allstate Chicago's very own Good Hands. So that's tomorrow. I don't think you want to miss that.
I'll be in the bowling shirt.
Yeah. Right. Judy will be the one with the attitude in a bowling shirt. Exactly right.
Wait till you see what my bowling shirt says on the back.
Oh. I'm sure it's a beer ad. Isn't it a beer ad?
No, it's my dad's old one, but it's pretty hilarious even for 40 years old.
Okay, I'm going to try to dig up my dad's. I think he has one too. Maybe we all try to get a retro bowling shirt. You guys have one?
I got a thing that day. I can't make that.
Oh, God.
I'll bring one in for you.
That's I'm with Ro.
The boys are too cool to play.
Too cool for school.
Well, really? A bowling shirt? Really? Do I have to?
Are we going
to
be in a bowling alley? Really? Yeah.
But it's more than a bowling alley.
Maybe you can wear your stolen Cochran jersey, the one you stole.
Maybe that could be better? Maybe you can wear a bocce shirt.
Yeah, bocce. It's bocce ball. And I love bowling, by the way. I'm in no way disparaging that sport because I love it. But
you like bowling with bumpers?
I actually bowl with the actual bowling, where there's a gutter on either side. Do you use the bumpers? I would imagine you use the bumpers, and you get very mad.
No, I'm very good at bowling, Ro.
Come on, millennials.
I feel
don't
a
even
challenge.
Like
I feel a challenge
bumpers.
Tomorrow. I feel like there's going to be some.
Yeah, I think we should play.
I think we should.
I'm pulling an all-nighter. I'm going to a bowling alley tonight to practice.
Do you mean to learn how?
Yeah, without the bumpers.
Because she didn't know they came without bumpers. Come on, Viola.
You're telling
me
there's bikes without training wheels?
But did you get a... But even though you used the bumpers, you still got 50 whole points. And congratulations to you, Violetta. That
Isn't
was really
it like
good.
Golf? You want less numbers to win?
For bowling?
I'm kidding.
I think you're going to beat her.
It's a joke.
I don't think you were, but it's still awesome.
There's a story today. Speaking of millennials, since you two are sitting here with great anticipation.
Yeah.
There's a story about millennials. You know, the joke has always been that they move back in with their parents.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out it's really not a joke.
It's true.
Turns out it's statistically now trackable. And the problem is they don't move out.
Yeah, I was going to say move back in.
Well, like from college.
Some of us didn't leave at all, ever.
Did you never, you never lived in a dorm in college? Yeah, I know.
Why
you went to UIC.
Why would I want to stay at a dorm?
When you got your mom
like
doing your laundry for you.
It's a very small room. You got to share.
Yeah, dorms are. I got out of there after 1 year.
And you went back home?
No. But I got an apartment.
But then after all that, I went home.
I've seen what independence looks like, and I don't like it. That's back to my mom and dad's.
10 years, let's see, now, this is a story in the Tribune today, Leslie Mann's story. After graduating from college in 2014, Dean Pierce, who's 24 years old, weighed why he should or shouldn't continue to live with his parents. His conclusion, the pro is you're never alone, and the con is you're never alone. 10 years from now, Pierce hopes to have a law degree and be a New York City attorney living with his girlfriend, who's now in law school. Meantime, he's back with his parents in Geneva.
So he's setting goals, at least, to get out. Okay, I respect that.
10 years is a long time.
20% of
to
millennials.
To live in New York, though.
And millennials are categorized as anybody born between 1981 and 1996.
But let me ask you, do you guys have to do things for your parents in exchange for staying there, or do they just do your laundry and cook for you?
My parents are like my children, so I can't move out because they need me.
There's no contractual agreement between me and my parents. It's just, I'll help out here and there. You know what I mean?
What does here and there mean? You mean like almost never and never? Is that what that means?
I would say almost never, but I'll mow the lawn. I'll do the dishes once in a while.
Oh, that's nice. What about snow? Do you ever shovel snow?
No, I don't. I try to avoid that. The snow blower works a lot better than shoveling. So
but do you have to go out and do that?
I wouldn't say Do you make your poor elderly
parents go out?
I wouldn't say I have to do it. I wouldn't say I make them do it. Just they step up to the plate.
Mom! There's snow in front of the house, Mom!
My mom still cleans off my car when it snows.
Mom! Mom, clean off my car! It's snowing!
Well, they got the garage, so what do you want, man?
Plus, make me a peanut butter and jelly!
Do they cook for you? Does that happen?
I just go to the restaurants. Great.
Mm-hmm. Kevin?
They'll cook, but I like to cook as well, so I'll cook, too.
And do you feed them when you cook, or do you just cook for yourself? and then they're like, hey, what about? And they're like, no, I just
you'd need grocery money if they want to eat.
Yeah. Oh God. Oh my God.
The rent's too high, bro. The rent's too high to move.
Too damn high.
We've heard from that guy already. He tried to run for mayor, I think, in New York.
Yeah, and he supports Donald Trump too.
Here's what I understand, though. So I've heard some parents who actually let their kid back, but then they bring a significant other who gets to move in as well.
Oh, that's always fun.
What?
Yeah, the girlfriend.
No, you haven't heard of this? There's someone works in the industry whose daughter came back from college, and the boyfriend came with.
They let the boyfriend move into the girl's house?
Into the basement, both of them.
What?
Okay, I'm glad that surprises you.
That's extreme.
Okay.
Yeah, that's hardcore.
Oh, my God, you are scaring me.
All right, so 20% of millennials are living at home, though they have graduated from high school or college. Mm-hmm. And that's according to the National Association of Home Builders, who are not too pleased about this because they want to build homes, and they can't build homes if people are, you know, communal.
But it's not because we don't want to move out, at least for me. It's cost. That's it. It's not like I'm sticking around because my mom's doing my laundry and cooking me meals.
And shoveling the snow.
Although that's shoveling a benefit. Snows.
My dad does that.
Dad! There's snow in the driveway, Dad!
He does a better job than I do. I say, just, you know, it's all you, Pops.
Oh, my gosh. I can see the division of labor thing really works to your advantage.
Not all millennials move out and stay out, by the way. About 55% of them boomerang back to their parents' home by the age of 27, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
See, when I move out, I want to be ready. You know, I don't want to have to boomerang back. So
I'm ready.
You just got to get the savings.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You can't move out and then, oh, whoops, I got to pay rent again this month. I want to move back home.
Do you two have, like, excessive college bills?
Yeah.
Tuition bills?
I mean, I wouldn't say excessive. I have about the average amount a college student would have.
Dad! Pay my college bill, too!
Well, I got to think that would be a big reason
for these millennials.
No question.
College debt has doubled in, like, 10 years. And so it's a huge factor. I get that. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah, mine's not even that big.
I just can't cut the cord. I was dying to get out of the house. I mean, as soon as, like, you know,
my goal when I graduated college was to live at home no longer than a year. It's been, let me do the math here, about 4 or 5 years now.
Who knows, really? It's,
I sort of struck out on that goal.
Dad,
the cable's out!
Oh, I do pay the cable and the wife and the internet.
Oh,
I do.
Oh, for $24 a month. That was it's very.
I got
great
us
of
a
you.
Bundle deal. I got my phone in there too.
Yeah. Okay. So what are you paying? Like $49 a month? What are you paying?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's
on my credit
deposit.
Card. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant my dad pays it, but I hooked it up. No, I'm kidding. I paid it.
Oh, it's worse than I thought.
When do you stop paying your kid's phone bill? Really?
I pay all my bills.
No, I'm asking for mine. Like when mine, now I've got a college graduate coming up. Do I stop paying his phone bill?
As soon as they get a job, I think.
Now, my daughter moved out immediately. Well, almost immediately. Well, actually, that's not true. Okay, so like she came back from college. She stayed about a year, but she was looking for a job and then she went into a management training program and then she got the job. And then as soon as she got the job, she moved out. And then and never looked back. Mm-hmm. It was very
really like my dad.
Yeah.
There was no
hello. But which is a real testament to me. But there is
yeah. Was that more about
or
you?
Not?
And, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Freakish ways in which you live your life, or was it because she wanted her independence?
Yeah, I think she wanted her independence, and she wanted to live. You know, she got an apartment with a roommate, and she did all that. And when back in my day,
mm-hmm. way back.
Yeah. I mean, I came home and I lived for a while back at home too, but I was doing it cause there was an illness in the family and I was taking care of that. And then I moved out almost, immediately as soon as I possibly could. And I think it's sort of like it doesn't appeal to you. Now, I don't know. Not like for you, Violetta. I have a whole sense of what else is going on there, right? Do your parents want you living on your own?
No, definitely not.
Yeah, not until you're married.
An unmarried Serbian girl out on the streets?
No, I tell you, I call police right now. You leave this house one more time, I call police. Yeah.
It's hard to get out of the house on a Friday night.
Do you sneak out through a window?
Maybe.
I mean, yeah.
See, is that the thing? Do they inflict all kinds of rules on you because you have to be home by a certain time, or you have to? Who are you going out with? Because I remember I'd been living after I left college. I moved to Fort Wayne for a TV job, and I'd been living on my own. And then I'd come home for like a week at Christmas or something, and my mom, okay, what time are you going to be home?
Well,
and where are you going? And I'm like, wait a minute, I've been living alone now for a while.
I have to say that was one of the weird things when my daughter moved back in after college. Was it, when you're the parent and like, you know, if she didn't come home till, you know, God knows when, I'd be texting her like, mm-hmm. Hey, are you okay? Because it's like out of sight, out of mind in some mm-hmm. respects. Like if they're not living in your house, you're not really responsible and you don't have to worry about it. But if they are living in your house and they don't get home in a certain time, then you're nuts. You're crazy about it.
You're thinking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We lived, my sister and I, we went to Georgetown for a semester and we were in DC and they have apparently rolling electrical, the power goes out all the time because it's so hot
rolling
and humid and crazy. Yeah. So my dad used to always try to call us and we're like, sorry, another blackout. Can't talk to you right now. It was kind of fun.
Yeah, because actually it turns out there are no rolling blackouts in Georgetown or D.C. It's totally fine.
I think there are.
Yeah, there might have been once in the 1970s.
It was a good idea.
Yeah. All right. Well, you two are awesome. I love.
I'll keep you posted on the move outs.
Okay.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We'll keep checking back.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're very welcome.